Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Non-students. Those protests, I did not feel comfortable walking by at all. They did scare me. I would not feel safe going by them. They were spewing a lot of hatred and vitriol at Jews. They were telling them to go back to Poland. They were calling them pigs, things of this kind. It made me, that protest made me feel extremely unsafe.
Yeah, that was a professor from Columbia University, a Jewish professor, on the eve of Passover, telling the News Nation last night how upset she was and how scared she felt walking by this crowd of, I'm sorry, in many cases, spoiled college students who have no idea what the reality is with the terrorists that live in Gaza and don't care what they did to Israel on October 7th. That's amazing to me. That we have that lack of disconnect in this country right now. Isaac Willauer with us this morning. He's a political analyst and a commentator for Young Voices. And Isaac, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah,
good to be here.
Yeah. What about that? Like we're seeing this on the University of like the Columbia University campus. Yale, I understand, has been having some problems. Harvard had to shut its gates to the public yesterday. Classes are being canceled. What's your take on this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. This Columbia situation in particular, I mean, it's the whole system, the whole situation is revealing one thing about America's elite universities that is decidedly not elite, which is their ability to maintain control of their own campus. So President Shafiq over at Columbia puts out this statement talking about how she's like deeply saddened by anti-Jewish agitators. I need you to be more than deeply saddened, right? Your university's seriousness and legitimacy are being threatened by the most ridiculous kind of activism, so much so that protesters are encamped on your premises and creating an environment that is so intimidating that professors feel unsafe walking around their own university. It's more than sad, right? It's scary because the Columbia situation is stretching just more – is more than just the university's social bonds that are being threatened. It's the future of the institution because, like, tell me honestly, if you're watching this go down at Columbia, you're watching people get dragged away at Yale, are you even thinking for a minute about sending your kid there? I mean, we had this conversation, right? So I'm 22, right? And so I have a lot of discussions with conservatives who are my age about higher ed.
Right.
And we talk about, oh, what do we do about the Ivies? And the question – and I want to be able to say, no, you can be a conservative at the Ivies. You can be a normal person at the Ivies. And it'll be fine, and it might be a little bit progressive, but you can still be a beacon of truth. Maybe you can't. Maybe this is the end of the Ivies, which, I mean, I don't know how bad of an outcome that'd be at this point.
You have to wonder. I mean, when we watch those college presidents in front of Congress saying that they couldn't do the flip test on this, right? If there were people on their campuses calling for, death to people in the Sudan or I mean, you name the ethnicity of the group around, there's no way they would have put up with what they put up with. They don't have the tolerance for that.
No, absolutely. And I mean, in terms of the protesters themselves, right, I don't think most college students chanting pro-Hamas slogans are the foggiest idea what they're talking
right.
about when they chant about the river, the sea, or the Jews. But it's like, they're wrong, right? They're mad because a social media infographic somewhere told them to be mad, right? They told them that supporting Hamas was synonymous with being a good person. I don't think all of the anti-Semitism we're seeing right now is rooted in malice, right? A lot of it is rooted in stupidity. But then you have to have the discussion. We're having to have the discussion of, is it malice or stupidity that's calling the shots of the Ivy Leagues? And that's a testament to how far this has fallen.
Yeah, stupidity straight from the college administrator's office in most cases. Isaac Willauer, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
y'all take care.
Thanks for your young voice on this, because 22 years old, man. Lots of wisdom right there. That's a great observation. It may not be malice in many cases. It's just stupidity.
It's ignorance.
Ignorance of the facts.
I mean, think if they were saying death to LGBTQ, death to black people. I mean, we would nor should we ever stand for that. That is hate speech.
The Department of and I'm not a huge hate speech fan.
But how would
hate
that not?
Charges. But you know the Department of Justice would be out there investigating these groups if they were doing that. You're absolutely right. There's no doubt about it.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.